Gwen Stefani bought milk!
Geek Dudes Radio.
Centipede was my joint.
What was Biafra's first name in that movie? Which is the Jello?
All the stoners are giggling at it.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Welcome, nerds, once again to another great, fantastic, sticky episode of Geek Juice Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Charlie McMullen. Joining us tonight will be Alex Jowski.
Hello.
Dustin Kidd.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And Jillian Zarowski. Yeah. How you doing?
I feel so loved. I get to come back. Yay.
Tonight's topic is about the concept of celebrity gossip. Where I work, there's a lot of people reading all those tabloids like they're Bibles.
Really, really bad tabloids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I take it as a personal sign of maturity when the day comes that I don't recognize one person on the cover of one of those.
And
yeah, I always go into, like, whenever I'm going to the store or anything, like, I'm waiting there at the counter, and, like, that's all I had to look at. I'm like, dang, this is so freaking stupid. Some of the stuff on there, it's like, people actually give a crap. Oh my god, who the hell cares? I can say hell, right?
But, yeah, you can say hell.
Who the hell cares if, like, someone put on a few pounds, some no-name celebrity who just got famous because they, like, blew some other famous dude who did an album in the 90s.
You can't say blue.
Okay. No,
oh,
I meant the color.
I meant the color. Oh,
no,
okay.
Who, like, blew this guy who put out an album once in the 80s that had a track that was played at, a club that was owned by Hugh Hefner.
As long as we're on that, I wonder how many times you would have to bleep it if you said that some lady blew the Blue Man Group.
Twice.
She was a Blue Man groupie.
But no, I don't really know people that do the gossip. And when Alex told me this, celebrity gossip, I'm like, wait, I am gonna be no good whatsoever on the show because I don't follow that stuff. But in grocery stores, things like that, of course, they have the checkout smut that trap you while you're in line. And the ones I find hilarious aren't even the celebrity ones. It's like alligator pig baby found by mother and blah 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 that are just so completely asinine and desperate. But the celebrity it's like so and so with their new baby blah 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 and their bling carriage. I'm like, that's
the,
nice.
Well, the Weekly World News was a favorite of mine.
Oh, still is a favorite of mine.
That was like Bat Boy and Sasquatch.
It was like The Onion before The Onion existed.
Yeah, it was like The Onion, but not on purpose.
That's so funny. I cry every time I read it.
But no, I'm talking like the U.S. Weekly, National Enquirer.
TMZ.
Yeah, two websites in particular are notorious for this. TMZ and Perez Hilton.
Screw those guys.
Yeah,
like on MentalCast, whenever Mike gives us a story that says TMZ reports, and I'm like,
and
excuse me?
And we all groan?
No.
This is not reliable.
TMZ does not report. TMZ made this up.
They have a show about this. Serious. They have a television show that airs on TV where it's just them sitting around an office drinking their expensive Slurpees just like, oh, what do you got today? Oh, Mary-Kate and Ashley took a dump on a freaking coffee counter, and one of them did coke off of a toddler's face.
Now, folks, of course he's kidding. Neither Olsen twin eats enough to actually take a dump at all.
Well, according to Clone High, they're one person now. They share one body. We are Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
And there's actually a terracotta Olsen triplet that nobody talks about.
No, there is. She was in an independent film about cults, and she's actually really good.
Half of those magazines are just pictures of celebrities just going about their daily lives. Like, my god, Gwen Stefani bought milk!
You could take, like, all of the actual text in an issue of Us Weekly, and it adds up to maybe a third of an issue of like Rolling Stone or something like that.
Hey, Jowski, if I saw that tabloid, I would say that is no doubt the worst tabloid I've ever seen.
Yeah, but Dustin, you kind of Jerry Lewis'd that one at the end. No doubt, Ivan!
But the way that TMZ and a lot of the other tabloids get away with reporting on, like, outlandish things about celebrities and avoiding libel suits is...
I've always wondered about how do they avoid libel suits?
Well, first of all, they use a lot of the allegedly and supposedly and are unconfirmed source reports.
An insider says...
Their headlines, they aren't always statements. They're usually, like, questions.
What if, or has so-and-so...
They'll be like, did Tom Hanks suck a d***?
Page 62.
An inside report confirms that no, he did not.
Yeah, and it'll be like, our unconfirmed source says, well, he has a mouth.
He didn't say that he did not suck a d***.
And that's how he got the part of Woody in Toy Story.
Or they'll do like a half truth, like let's say it's Mel Gibson and not Tom Hanks. Did Mel Gibson suck a d-? Our unconfirmed source reports that Mel Gibson was yelling at Joe Esterhaz, which is something that actually happened. So they'll have that actual thing in it, but then they said that he went and blew a bunch of guys at a synagogue. That way they can't get in trouble because they said that.
So much to be taken out of context. Like, no, I heard it. This happened, guys. I can't remember the specifics, but I specifically remember Alex Jowski saying.
But they get away with that because the people that read those just say, oh, it says Tom Hanks sucked a guy. They don't see the question mark.
Not only that.
And the cheeseburger story on Mental Cast was far more entertaining.
Yeah. But there are...
Oh my god!
Like, what TMZ is reporting right now is Jermaine Jackson is changing his last name to Jackson.
What?
Yes, Jermaine Jackson has filed a request to legally change his last name, trading out Jackson for Jackson with a U.
Oh my god, who the hell freaking cares? Serious!
Jermaine? Yeah. Like, he's not even...
No.
Yeah, Jermaine is not even the most gossip-worthy Jackson.
Don't say it, Doug.
They're making a story and a big hubbub about... this story is about a letter in the alphabet.
Totally. It's not even a vowel.
And this way that they get Tom Hanks in the news is that this insurance company bilked a bunch of its customers with a fraudulent scheme. Tom Hanks happens to be one of their customers. That's
I'm sure Tom Hanks can take care of that.
And, let's see, what else do they have? Lindsay Lohan was driving.
Oh, no, not Lindsay
driving
again.
Driving a car.
That is the title. Lindsay was driving.
And it wasn't a Prius, for shame.
Dun, dun, dun. She wasn't driving the love bug.
She was fully loaded.
She was. Sean White, the snowboarder.
Oh, God. To hell with that kid. He looks like Reba McEntire.
He does. Well, he's seeking alcohol treatment after he got drunk.
Well, you know, yeah, after those game releases, those weren't really good.
Well, normally people do that. If they have some issue with alcohol, they seek treatment. What makes Sean White different from the rest of the world?
Yeah.
The fact that he looks like a slightly more f***able Rocky Dennis.
And we've got, Martin Lawrence, I might be back to TV soon.
Oh,
and it's literally, the article here is Martin Lawrence saying, I'd like to be on TV again.
I'm sure you would, Martin.
Oh, God. We're all wishing he had just, like... We thought he was gone. What happened? It was a good run.
And Jennifer Lopez's German maid didn't like getting fired.
Oh, boo-hoo. I got fired from a job. Oh, boo-hoo.
Somebody not like getting fired?
Oh, God.
Miss Lopez.
Next thing you know, they're going to be like, Jennifer Lopez's ex-maid had to wipe her butt.
It'll be some scandal. Be like, Jennifer Lopez's maid fired over blank, and just some asinine thing that's not true. But it's a question,
or
so we
for refusing it. For refusing butt wiping? Dun, dun, dun.
Now there's Perez Hilton, whose blog...
Oh, God.
What he does is it's the same kind of gossip, but he draws on the pictures. He'll like
and
put
he draws
like,
on pictures. That's
and he'll
what
put
he
like
does.
Speech bubbles and stuff on pictures.
Hello, my name is Perez. I like to do drawings.
Were you looking at my bum?
Bum looker. Cheeky monkey.
Okay.
Yeah, I really Perez, don't like Perez Hilton. He's really no better than the people that he talks about.
No, yeah. He adds up to that person in high school, like early high school or secondary school, who listened to way too much Fall Out Boy and then would talk about these celebrities and draw penises on.
What the frick is secondary school, you damn Canadian?
No, what? We don't have secondary. Okay, I didn't go to secondary school, but there are places that does have secondary school.
Yeah.
I went from elementary to high school. Yeah, same thing.
Oh, my school was K-3.
At least we got real bacon.
Oh.
TMZ allegedly reports that American bacon isn't real bacon compared to Canadian bacon.
Slander!
take it up with Perez Hilton.
And then Perez Hilton like does this clumsy way of talking about politics, how Obama is reelected, Colorado legalized marijuana, and we all have Beyonce to thank for it.
What?
Thank you, Beyonce.
That's the whole article. Perez Hilton doesn't even explain why. Just it's all Beyonce.
Oh, you know what? I think Obama won the election because he put a ring on it.
And Katy Perry voted.
Yeah, that really doesn't make her special.
No, she flexed her right as an American citizen to vote. So did a lot of other citizens.
Yeah.
So really, she's bragging about not being a convicted felon.
Yeah.
Which well, actually is she, news. I assume she would have been.
Well, no. Breaking Russell Brand's heart, that's a felony right there.
It should be. He's very fragile.
He is. He's like a little teddy bear.
He's a gangly Ewok.
Yeah, come give me a hug, love. Ah.
Speaking of celebrities in the news.
Okay.
I didn't know until yesterday that Roseanne Barr was running.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Like, I had heard something about that, but I figured it was like Donald Trump, like it was just a publicity grab.
So she started a workout plan that includes jogging?
No, she was running for president.
Oh.
She did not take up running. She was actually officially on the ballot when we voted yesterday.
Yeah, did you know about this beforehand?
Wait, Roseanne Barr was running?
For president, yes.
I didn't see her on my ballot.
She was on mine.
Really?
She was on... Yeah. I didn't even see her on mine. I just, like, looked at, like, the first ones. You know, the first two or three. I'm like, there's the one I want. I don't care about these other people.
The running mate was a name that I did not recognize.
But apparently she came in fifth. She got, like, 48,000 votes. That's
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, don't give her too much credit. She came in fifth out of two, really.
Yeah.
So wait, she was written on the ballot.
Yeah.
I do not remember seeing that.
Me neither. And when people were talking about Roseanne Barr, I figured maybe one of those other names from one of those like fifth parties, like the Socialist Party or something.
I thought you were talking maybe like a write-in because I know every. Every so often, Mickey Mouse technically wins because people like write in Mickey Mouse, which I think is asinine. It's like that's just throwing your vote away. You might as well not even go.
And plus, Mickey Mouse's foreign policy is bullshit.
I know, and he's anti-Semitic if he goes with Disney's backing.
No Jews allowed!
That was bad. I apologize to Disney fanatics out there, unless you are anti-Semitic. In that case, shame on you.
But I thought it was.
I apologize for nothing.
Maybe some candidate in one of those other parties, you know, happened to have the same name, but indeed it was the Roseanne Barr.
That's pretty crazy.
I'm surprised she hasn't come out with her own candy bar. I'd be like, it's the Roseanne Barr. Heart attack wrapped with bacon and chocolate and butter.
Forget what every other celebrity is doing.
Endorsed by Honey Boo Boo. She eats after She eats it after Pischetti or whatever that's called.
It's just
Pischetti and butter.
Pischetti. Yep. Oh, Pischetti and butter.
This candy bar will give you a honey doo-doo.
Oh.
There's also Perez Hilton with his gossip also reports that Miley Cyrus has the worst tummy ache ever.
Oh my.
How does he get these stories? Is he like, Miley, I need a story. I don't know how he sounds. That's how he sounds in my head right now. And then she's like, oh, I don't have anything for you right now. I've got a wicked tummy ache. Oh, that's good. That's good. On a scale of 1 to 10, is it ouchy or like super ouchy? Somewhere in between. That's okay. I'll just say tummy ache.
Stop the presses!
Well, actually, the way he comes to this headline is he says that Miley doesn't eat a lot of gluten or lactose because of an allergy, so she probably gets a lot of tummy aches.
Wow.
Is this just like a blog on MySpace or something?
No,
or is
this
just like
is a real...
This is real news.
Gossip. Yeah, he runs a website where he makes a lot of money. He's made TV appearances and all that kind of stuff. He like goes to red carpet events and interviews people. And
that's
bizarro. It's yeah. No, and he's like this little pudgy like guy.
Them,
with,
does he ask if they have a tummy ache?
Do you got a tummy ache?
Would you like one?
He's like this little feminine pudgy guy with the like a pink faux hawk, and he's like,
oh, he is feminine. Yeah, I don't
know. I hate so much that it exists.
I don't have cable, so
he'll write stories saying like, oh, Scarlett Johansson was stumbling on the red carpet. She must have had a corn on her foot or something. I don't know.
Well, a lot of times what they do also is they do like, is this lady pregnant? Is Kim Kardashian pregnant or this person? And they'll like point at their stomach and say, is that a baby bump?
Oh,
and sometimes
God.
They Photoshop.
It's like, nope, that's a cheeseburger.
They Photoshop them to make a little bit rounder, to make them look rounder.
Yeah, it's like that time in 1994 when Newsweek made OJ blacker. Remember that?
Yeah.
Or they'll just be wearing like a loose top or something, and they're like, "Are they wearing maternity clothes? Really, people?" And then also the whole thing with
they Photoshop nip slips?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, they Photoshop a lot of cellulite. If they get a picture of a celebrity in a bikini, they'll just Photoshop in some extra thigh and say, look, they're fat.
Mm-hmm. And then, and the whole thing. Yeah. Like, they'll capture pictures and photos of celebrities in casual wear and stuff. And like, oh, look at how sloppy they look. They just threw their hair up and like they're wearing glasses and a tank top and sweatpants. It's like, so? So does Joe Beth.
How dare you?
So does Joe Beth from the freaking trailer park. Like, you don't see that on tabloids.
Yeah.
No, you know what I love? Having a degree in graphic design, the majority of those Photoshop things are just so shoddy and obvious, at least to me. I look at it, I'm like, ha!
No, yeah.
And yeah, I love looking at things like that.
Especially the ones that are, like, really bad. Like, you could tell they just clone stamped an arm on this guy.
Yeah, I was like, dude, hire me. Like, I have no soul. I'll go and do your
dirty I saw one where they Photoshopped it to make it look like someone was grabbing someone, like, on the side of their hip or something. Like, something like that. But then, like the hand was still on their shoulder.
Was that Photoshop disasters site where it's like really, really bad Photoshop where people have like three hands or really, really off scale body parts because of how the Photoshop is done?
It was like Thing from the Addams Family was left in the picture.
Yeah, yes. Basically.
Or they have on TMZ here is, and sometimes they'll do celebrities that like nobody's ever heard of because somebody out there might care about this person and buy an issue. They're talking about the fellow that played Admiral Motti in Star Wars. Do you even remember that character?
Is that the dude that got choked to death by Vader?
Yeah.
Okay, no,
it's
I know that.
Sad that I know that.
And they're like, guess what he looks like now?
An old man?
They're like, he's 66 years old, and he looks like a 66-year-old man. Is this news?
He aged? How dare he?
He doesn't look like he did in
Patrick
1977.
Patrick Stewart doesn't age. Nobody else allowed it.
Okay, no, I'll tell you, that's awesome. Yeah, Patrick Stewart He's just, from his birth, he looked like that.
Yeah. I think
he's just a smiling bald man who looked very cheery.
I want to see pictures of Patrick Stewart. I bet it's the exact same face. It's just like if you would have taken a picture of Patrick Stewart's head and just minimized it tiny. That's what Patrick Stewart looked like as a baby.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Well, I'd like to suckle your teat now, mother.
Jowski or Jillian, after the show, you have to make that photo, or I'll make it. Of just Patrick Stewart's head on a baby.
Oh, that's child's play.
And just have it say, Patrick Stewart, age one.
Patrick Stewart, age one.
Dunstan, I am disappointed. You are not giving me any credit for my bad puns today. I said that's child's play, but
Or TMZ, you know, again, remember...
like, moving on!
F***ing TMZ. Remember what I said about, you know... Martin Lawrence would like to be on TV, how they, you know, he said that, which has turned into Martin Lawrence has a new TV show.
Wow. Yeah, they always explode, like,
you know, because this one here, they're like, all right, the new episode 7 of Star Wars is going to be really cool because Carrie Fisher said, hey, I would like to be in that, maybe. So now it's turned into Princess Leia is in it.
Yeah, Princess Leia returns.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean... Well, let me ask each of you this. Who do you blame? Do you blame the people that put this shit out there, or do you blame the millions of people that lap it up?
I blame the people that lap it up.
Yeah,
because
same.
They
I
give
do
them
too.
Money. If there wasn't money in
supply
it...
Supply and demand.
You know, they wouldn't do it. If nobody gave a damn, then they wouldn't publish these.
Yeah.
I like to think some of them, at least, are bought with the train wreck. Like, effect where it's like, this is so bad, I have to show this to people, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
See, I don't buy them for that. I take them off of people's desks at work.
I don't buy them at all. I just look at them while I'm waiting for, you know, Joe Schmo in front of me to, like, load his stuff up on the conveyor belt and talk to his person about stupid things when he should
You are talking about the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
Because I imagine, like, an I Love Lucy type factory situation.
Well, you see, when I work nights at the chocolate factory, they turn the conveyor belt up really, really high, and the chocolates just keep coming, and I have to put them in my hat, and Joe Schmo's talking over there instead of, like, taking the chocolates off the conveyor belt, and it's frustrating, because then I have to start eating the chocolates, and people don't understand how stressful it is.
I'm sure also Charlie's tabloids. Not happy about that. I'm pretty sure Charlie's not happy about that, that...
I love you.
Yeah.
I am very sorry.
No, I didn't mean. I didn't mean Charlie Mullen. Charlie, I meant like Charlie.
The chocolate factory.
Charlie Buckner.
He still doesn't like that. So that's why I'm sorry.
No, apparently,
Dustin gave me the setup. I just hit.
I know. I don't begrudge you that. I would have knocked it out of the park as well.
Like
nothing wrong with that.
This is, you know, apparently news that somebody would care about, according to TMZ, is that Lily Nixay, the girl that played Corey's little sister on Boy Meets World.
Oh my God, I remember
who
her.
Who cares? I don't even remember who what the character was like.
That apparently she's been nagging Disney and ABC to make a show called Girl Meets World about her.
Oh, Jesus. Isn't
really?
It
it's
and
like,
Disney,
yeah.
And Disney has been... constantly just like, yeah, whatever, you know, well, if we no. Well, it's
show
turned
like
into...
that wouldn't even do well these
it's turned
days.
Into the it's turned into they're making this show because she's nagging them to, and you know, maybe Ben Savage will come back.
Actually, you know what, in post iCarly America, I don't doubt that there would be an audience for that show. I just don't think it's like a pressing issue.
Well, like, when you have like shows like That's So Raven followed up by that Corey in the house or whatever, like,
this girl's gotta be what, like 30s now?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not even like a teen show. You're talking like people are gonna watch The New Girl before they watch that sh-
well
sorry,
according
stuff.
to TMZ, so what they made up,
yeah,
is that this show would be about her and Topanga's daughter.
Really?
It'd be like the wacky aunt with the teenage kid.
So they want to bring what's her face as Topanga back?
Yeah, well, I was thinking a different word that also ends in UNT rather than wacky aunt.
Blunt?
No. We'll do that.
Yeah, she could be very
Hey, there's
blunt.
A lady here, damn it.
Yeah.
I know, it's a very sacred word for me. My grandmother was British, and she said that all the time. It was hilarious.
Stunt. She was a stunt driver.
Yeah.
Moving on.
You know, and it's just a bunch of... Why do people think this stuff is news?
I don't know why people think it's news.
It's propaganda.
That it fills is probably the need to somehow feel like you're in touch with the culture, but not really wanting to think any more than you absolutely have to.
It is basically a means to try and bring down celebrities and say, like, oh, look, they're not so perfect. Look, they got problems, too. You're better than them because, oh, they're in rehab or, like, ugh.
It's oh,
like,
yeah, people love that.
No, yeah, people do love that. They eat that up. Sorry, but...
Or they'll take some quote and make a headline out of it. Like this headline. Yeah. Russell Brand does not like Twilight or Honey Boo Boo.
Well, because Russell Brand is a lovable, huggable guy.
And the article is basically, Russell Brand said, and they have a quote, I'm not a fan of Twilight, nor am I do I like Honey Boo Boo. Whoa, Russell Brand doesn't like Twilight or Honey Boo Boo.
He wasn't even really nervous about it.
And then the mom from Honey Boo Boo said, oh, who's this Mr. British guy saying, like, he don't like my child? Mm,
And then they pair it with, like, just stock picture of Russell Brand looking angry with stock picture of Honey Boo Boo child.
God.
Looking confused.
Damn it.
Like, oh, there's a rivalry.
Oh, okay.
And it's an East Coast, West Coast beef between Russell Brand and Honey Boo Boo.
There are so many stories about people who should not be celebrities in the first place.
The celebrities like just Hilton. Because they have shows about them. Because
yeah, like the Kardashians.
Or Paris Hilton. You know
Jersey Shore!
Kardashian got famous because she had a sex tape with some guy. And that's how she got famous.
Yeah, it's people
and
that
the rest
that
of her family
famous
got famous.
Being famous.
Now, this one just looks... This is just bad. Scarlett Johansson puts on deodorant. And it's literally just a picture of her, you know, with her hand up her shirt putting on deodorant.
Dang. I gotta find that. That's going in my folder.
He is making a deposit in the Wackoff warehouse right now.
Oh, my.
And... Oh. But, no, I wanted to talk about, like, the people that should not be celebrities. Like, one of the magazines I saw at work was... Somebody, it was their special Teen Mom issue. All about the people on Teen Mom.
Oh, like the TV show?
Yeah, the TV show. And you know how they do a lot of fashion? It's a lot of, oh, look at the person in this outfit. Oh, who wore this outfit better?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, Teen Mom and all that stuff is a terrible show. It exploits being pregnant and being like a teenager. And then... Teenagers have gone out, like, and that 16 and pregnant show, they've gone out and purposely got pregnant so they could be on that
show.
And not only that, they go beyond the show and they talk gossip about these teenagers' lives and, like, their personal lives and everything, what they're doing. That's what teenagers do.
Well, they had
What's worse is the I didn't know I was pregnant thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, God.
But they also had, in that same one, they were comparing two Teen Mom stars that were arrested for whatever. And it was comparing who wore their prison outfit better. And it was comparing it like it was a legitimate fashion thing, you know. Well, this cotton number here with these ecru stripes and, you know, mahogany brown issued sandals. And I'm like,
yep. Orange really is not her color.
Yeah, I'm like, are they really doing a fashion, you know, article on prison clothes?
Awful. It's awful. I mean, this whole, nothing against our episode of this show, but everything that we've talked about so far has made me just sick. Dustin, yeah. if there's room in your house, I would like to live there now.
Yeah,
well,
no,
see,
I got,
now
I
they're
going to
get a hold of this, and they're going to be like, after doing Geek Juice Media... Charlie said he gets sick and throws up in the bathroom to look pretty.
He must be pregnant.
Yes.
But I didn't know it.
Yep.
Or no, the thing is, like, they'll take pictures of celebrities in, like,
I'm a teenager. I'm a teenager, and I didn't know I was pregnant. Does anybody want to see my titties?
Yeah.
It's just like
that, spoofed that on the human spider too, where I was like one of the people, and then because in the movie there's a pregnant girl, but she's pregnant, and like then she has her baby, so we spoofed it with me where I escape and then I have a baby pops out of me, and then it cuts to me like a reality show style, and I'm talking about how I didn't know I was pregnant, like the twangy,
like they're talking
part.
About, you know, the election. They're like, crazy Donald Trump lost his mind on Twitter.
Okay, well that's contradictory anyway. Donald Trump does not have a mind.
And
it's all in the hair.
You know,
it's
and
full
they,
of secrets. That's why it's so full and coffee.
And you know, they basically like they post these tweets. They're like, look how wacky Donald Trump is. And he's tweeting about being bummed out that his candidate didn't win. And he's like, I don't like the Electoral College. Our nation is divided. You know.
In fact, he doesn't like any kind of college.
No. I actually have screenshots that I saved for our show, What the Frack, to substitute since I can't cuss.
Of Donald Trump losing his mind on Twitter? Oh, because they picked like the boring ones for this
they
article.
They did. I mean, it wasn't... Okay, hold on. Let me find it. Do you want to know? Do you want to know the real story?
Yeah, I want to know the real story from
All right,
somebody
give me
that...
a second. It's in my What the Fuck folder. Oops, sorry. That's what the show is.
They have one like...
the real deal.
It's like, hopefully the House of Representatives can hold our country together for four more years. Stay strong. And I'm like, okay.
No,
I
no, that one was fine. Okay, it starts out... 16 hours. I'm going to make sure I have these in order. Okay, it starts out, well, back to the drawing board. We can't let this happen. We should march on Washington and stop this travesty. Our nation is totally divided. Let's fight like hell and stop this great and disgusting injustice. The world is laughing at us. This election is a total sham and a travesty. We are not a democracy. Our country is now in serious and unprecedented trouble like never before. And then our nation is once great nation divided. The Electoral College is a disaster for democracy. Then
the House of Representatives won.
Oh no, it saved the same one twice. But yeah, there were more than that. But essentially, yeah, he's talking about like kind of uprising. Oh, there it is.
Than it's ever been before.
No, wait, more. Hopefully the House of Representatives can hold our country together for four more years. Stay strong and never give up, i.e. keep blackballing Obama. Yeah. House of Representatives shouldn't give anything to Obama unless he terminates Obamacare. And then the other ones are not related so much. But yeah, no, that's what he was tweeting.
That's not crazy. That's not like psychotic. Like
it's not psychotic, but it's worse than what they had examples.
What they say is, following Barack Obama's re-election, Donald Trump revealed his distaste for America in an epic meltdown on Twitter. No, he's
there
a
might
bit...
have been more. I didn't go into it that far. Like
the
that's
ones you read
like
are the exact stats. Same ones it shows in this article.
Oh, okay, because you didn't read them. But the fact that they're like they should give him anything until he determines. It's like great, yeah, blackball the country for four more years, and then people can like bitch. Okay, I'm not.
But
gonna
they make it sound like he was just like epic meltdown.
No, but yeah. Like he talks like this country is worse than it's ever been. I'm sorry. There was slavery. There was a civil war. Like, come on.
9/11.
Yeah. More like
yeah,
more recently as an example. Like,
yeah, I would have those events in a different order. Like, I think I would say like Pearl Harbor and slavery and 9/11 are somewhat worse than Barack Obama being reelected.
But the I'm just saying here that the article really over-exaggerates Donald Trump being upset. Yeah,
how,
I can understand
if
he's upset.
If Romney had been elected, that might edge out slavery, 9/11, and Pearl Harbor.
But that's a key thing in a lot of these gossip articles is exaggeration. You exaggerate the article, and especially the title, because that's what draws people in. And it shouldn't be considered nude. It's news. It's not news.
Yeah, like he was the only person upset that his candidate didn't win.
Yeah, the only thing that separates him from Joe Republican, who's upset, is...
Republican.
Yeah, or sorry, Fred Republican, or...
I would say Trevor.
Yeah,
Trevor,
or
that
Skip.
Sounds like a Republican name.
Yeah. Or Trey. Or Scooter, whatever.
Okay. Ronald.
Yeah, totally not. Definitely not Trey.
George.
We're going to go with Scooter. Okay. Scooter Trailer Park Man. He is upset. The only thing that separates them two is one has more money and is more in the public
eye. Cletus. His name is Cletus.
No, I already picked Scooter.
What? Okay.
And his brother's Trey, and they go out every evening out in the bush and shoot beer bottles.
Are they in Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alabama.
Alabama man.
Alabama man.
I do want to qualify something for the listeners. On my end of Skype, I'm having a lot of problems, so that's why I'm not chiming in a whole lot, or I may sound retarded that I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm like, wait, what? So I just want to qualify that.
Or, me too. Okay. Me too.
Yeah. Or, the way these headlines like talk down and try to be all hip.
Like, well, they try to be hip and they try to be sensationalistic.
They add izzle to everything.
Oh, they add a lot of izzles. Like this one, it's talking about the election. America has spoken and Mitt Romney has been denied. Holy cow.
Not an izzle.
Oh, that is a hip term, denied?
That's almost in it. That might as well be an izzle.
He's been denied zizzled for rizzled.
For shizzle. My nizzle.
Shizzle. And it also says that Obama will serve another termizzle.
That made me jizzle, because I'm happy.
And you could tell where Perez Hilton's loyalties were. It's like, watch Mitt Romney's boring concession speech here. Watch President Obama's inspiring acceptance speech here. That's not like leaning one way or the other. That's not a biased press.
To be fair, he's not claiming to be unbiased. It's a blog. You blatantly say what you,
yeah.
So that's one thing.
See,
that you
but
can't
he wouldn't
fault him
he
on.
Wouldn't say it's a blog. He would say it's a news editorial online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or
that's
a
like
vlog.
That's like someone who works in retail calling themselves a freelance fashion consultant.
Yeah. It's like how people that work at Subway are sandwich artists.
Yes.
They're gourmet sandwich decorators.
If you make faces out of cheese on my sandwich, you are a gourmet artist.
See, when I do that, I get yelled at.
Yeah, but
you're
no,
not supposed to use your teeth. If you bite the face and the bologna, that's gross. You have to.
And
use,
it's
like,
it's probably better if you're hired by the restaurant prior to doing that. I understand that now.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of these so-called sandwich artists, I call bullcrap because artists can create something. If you're like, oh, I don't care, just make me something. I was behind this dude, and yes, it's anecdote time. I was behind this dude, and he's like trying to mac on the girl, but failing miserably, and he orders some sandwich, and she's like, what do you want? He's like, oh, I don't know, surprise me. And she was like, well, I mean, I don't know, just what do you want? Because there's a bazillion and one ingredients on that, you know, Subway cart there, and he's just, I'm like, there's like five people behind me, I'm behind
him.
Yeah,
but that's the thing, it's Subway, they're not trying to be artsy-fartsy.
Exactly, but here, and then she starts putting stuff on it. He's like, no, I don't like onions. She's like, okay. So she starts putting other stuff. No, I don't like it. And she's like, well, what do you want? He was like, oh, I don't know, just whatever. I was like biting my tongue because this dude was really big.
Okay.
And if I said something,
that's
he
almost
would
like
squash me with his foot.
Going
I'm
to the
sorry.
Convenience store, going to like any convenience store, and being stuck behind the person that's like cashing in all of their scratcher tickets with the break-even prizes.
Okay, Jowski and Jillian, I would like for you guys to take it easy because I think you're both talking about my dad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There was a lady that I was behind once at a convenience store, and she's cashing in like a $2 scratcher. And they give her, she's like, I want this scratcher here. And they give it to her. And she scratched it with her teeth real quick. And she's like, did I win? No. Okay, bye.
Did I win?
Can I buy myself some new teeth?
You go to the end of the line. Good God. But, like mercury poisoning or some crap.
Yeah, see, this is all reminding me of a very tumultuous time in my life. Because when I worked at a convenience store, not only did I deal with that kind of crap all the time, but I also read a lot of tabloids.
Yeah.
So this is like, this is hitting home for you.
It's going completely blank on my end.
I don't think Skype likes me. Like, it's just like, oh,
no,
Jillian's
it's doing
here,
the same for
I'm going to screw everything up.
I hear you guys fine.
Yeah.
But
well,
like,
you know what? I wasn't saying anything important anyway. I mean, I think the point of all this is just, you know, communism.
Indeed. I think the Republicans are screwing with Skype because they know everybody's like, yay, Obama, it's a conspiracy. And I'm jesting for anybody who thinks I'm serious.
It's a conskypacy?
I think that if you ever take a subway worker serious, that's you're asking way too much. If you look into the eyes of those people, they are dead. They hate sandwiches with a passion.
That's not true. My subway people love me because I go in there and, like, dude knows me, like, by sandwich type. He's like, oh, yeah, you get one? I'm like, no, that one. He is just, like, uppity-uppity, like, happy.
You know what that is, though? You know what that is, though? Human interaction.
Oh.
They seek person. That. They're like, a person. Yes. No, the sandwich.
Yes, of course. I will make you a sandwich. Let me ask you, do people still laugh?
Everything and double it, my good sir. Sandwiches and cookies for all.
It's been so long since I've seen the sun. What's it like?
See, like, no, seriously, my sandwich dude, and, like, I feel bad. I should probably ask him his name, because they never wear name tags, even though they're supposed to, but it's just, like, really low-key. And I love like that. He's great. No, like, I swear to God, one of these days, and not to make another reference, and this has nothing to do with your name, I'm going to go in there, and he's going to be, like, the Candyman, swinging around on a ladder, getting stuff, and, like, throwing out toppings to the children, just, like, happy-go-lucky.
This is another point of TMZ's bad reporting. I'm sorry to bring this up again.
Who can make a sandwich?
Who can make a sandwich?
It'll give you solid poo.
That's not true. Subway is delicious.
All right, this thing that TMZ says, it's like, okay, O.J. Simpson's ex-girlfriend was arrested for purse snatching. As if anybody cares. But the way it opens the article, O.J. Simpson's ex-lover, the one he didn't kill, was arrested in Fargo, North Dakota this weekend.
Huh? What? I wasn't caring. I wasn't paying attention. Because honestly, I don't care about this.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson's ex-lover, the one he didn't kill, was arrested in Fargo.
It literally says the one he didn't kill.
Yes, it says
holy
the
crap.
One he didn't kill. Well, clearly he didn't kill her if she's being arrested for a crime.
Okay,
well,
you know what?
You know that it's not a ghost.
Or that they, like, cops went and dug up her body to put the corpse in jail for a crime that happened.
It's a setup, I knew it.
Dude, all of these stories, I feel like we're doing a mental cast where it's just, like, the most asinine things because we're all just like, what? Wait, huh?
Yeah, but the fact that people find that this is news.
Say what?
Okay, the thing is, this is the farthest thing from the news. Like, to consider this news is just... this is cooler talk. This is water cooler talk. Like, come on, people. God.
It's like a free podcast is what it's like.
It's it's schoolyard shenanigan friggin' talking behind people's back. That's what it is.
You should just do this, like, bye-bye birdie gossip talk. Be like, hey, Dustin.
Yeah, in fact, it is exactly like friggin' junior high, because they've got this one article here about Joe Simpson says he's not gay. Well, A, I don't know who Joe Simpson is, and...
it's the son of Mr. and Mrs. Simpson. Duh.
And then it has a little thing here. Or Joe Mr. Simpson, vote, tell us, do you think he's gay or not? Like, I don't even know who the guy is.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sure Joe Simpson, he likes to party. I see him rocking those.
Like, bigger font where it says, Joe Simpson says he's not gay.
Yeah, in fact, it even has the quotes around says.
No, actually, I could believe that, because when Joe Simpson was blowing me, he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Everybody's got to break their cherry.
But then they, you know, to like give
and the
their
quote
story
they,
some
they
credence.
Got from him. I just imagine the quote they got from him is, yeah, I enjoy the company of women. My mother was a woman.
Yeah.
See, you're just assuming he's gay, though, but this thing is so asinine it makes up stories. You have to assume the opposite is true. So what it probably is would be like, hey, Joe Simpson, just like random guy. Hey, Joe Simpson, are you gay? No. Joe Simpson says he's not gay.
One of you might be able to tell me who this quote came from. This is a quote that I've read multiple times, usually in a Hunter S. Thompson book that I checked out from the library. But, like, it was a campaign staffer who worked for Richard Nixon. they were talking about negative advertising, and when he was running against George McGovern, he said, let's call him a pig f***er. I'm not saying he's a pig f***er, but let's make him come on TV and deny it.
I think that was Jim Gondrubu who said that, famous...
No, that sounds really familiar, but I don't know what's that, from.
I've heard it a couple times, and that represents what passes for journalism nowadays.
This is what passes for tabloid journalism here.
Well, it reminds me of, like, even because I don't know, I keep going back to Clone High because I love it. Sorry, fracking love it. And it's kind of like, you know, Abe would like you to think that he doesn't eat babies, but he's never gone on the record and said that he doesn't eat babies. Which is it, Abe?
All right. This is what they call reporting at TMZ. Miley Cyrus will star in a steamy naked makeout video with another woman and then have sex with her.
No one cares. I can do a simple... You know what I can do?
It says that, and then it goes ... If she accepts an offer from a giant porn company...
You know what I could do, though? I could bring up Google... Oh, whoa, there's the search engine. Here I go. Girls. Bam.
Turn off the
film. Go to videos. I lost everything before you said bam, go to video.
There.
Jillian, perhaps that's
turn the safe search off. Oh, my God. I got that on my computer right now. Who the hell cares?
Yeah, but the fact that they put it that way, that she's going to do this if she accepts an offer from a porn company. Well, clearly she's not.
That's like saying so-and-so is going to commit murder if they accept a murder to hide job from this jealous ex-wife. Like, yeah. Really? You can do that with anything.
Well, Jowski, you know, yeah, she that's put like that saying, track out. She put that hit single out, Can't Be Tamed, so like you saying, never know.
Tom Cruise is going to have, you know, Katie Holmes murdered if he decides someday to do it.
Yeah,
if he decides to hire a hitman and plan it all out.
Oh, Christ on a cracker.
I've already decided to do that, by the way.
I think I am more dumb from having to listen to all this dribble.
You can just say anything, according to TMZ, you can just say any random fact and then just say... If they want to.
Well, that's because they go under the Fox News doctrine.
Mitt Romney is going to f*** Big Bird in the ass if he wants to.
I think Big Bird's going to f*** Mitt Romney in the ass is how that one's going to go.
And he does want to, by the way.
Today's newscast is brought to you by the letters F and U.
You're the one who's going to get F'd in the A on Saturday.
Let's see you dance. Shaquille O'Neal is going to masturbate on midgets.
Okay, you are giving so many sound bites for people to take out of context, and I think Josh Hadley is going to, just for revenge, for you making that lovely animation of him.
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal is going to masturbate for midgets while sitting on Michael Jackson's grave, if he thinks it's a good idea.
Okay,
and
but
all
who,
five of them banged
not...
like a Salvation Army drum and covered me in Thousand Island dressing.
Okay, but who is not a midget to Shaquille O'Neal? Yeah. I mean, he could just be masturbating just for his own reasons. Take a picture, looks like a midget.
It's going to end up being like the Smurfs and be like, it's raining, but somebody's crying. But it's not tears. It's tears for the penis. Penis tears.
So,
so actor is against abortion and a baby killer was seen walking down condom aisle in drugstore.
All right, we're doing these so-and-sos. Wait, they get the point. Let's move on.
Yeah, this is actually a headline. Mila Kunis is going to play Princess Leia in the new Star Wars movies if she goes down on auditions for the role and they cast her.
Oh, that seriously says that?
Yeah.
Alex, I don't want to be on this particular subject show anymore. It's making my brain hurt.
We got to bring up the clip. You got to edit in the clip of Farnsworth saying, I don't want to live on this planet.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Or they have news about a woman that Tiger Woods slept with at some point in 2009.
And then Tommy Wiseau, I'm fed up with this world.
I'm fed up with this world. You're all...
The news is ruined. Didn't they test the story before they released it?
But they have a story about a woman that Tiger Woods slept with in 09, saying that she is now a full-blown prostitute. As if there was, like, a half prostitute. She was only doing it part-time before.
A full-blown prostitute?
Well, wasn't she a porn star?
And she sells herself saying, you know, well, I had sex with Tiger Woods, so you want to have sex with me now. Like his golf.
I think it's more so, I had sex with Tiger Woods, so if you did too, you probably want to get tested.
Or she's like, I had sex with Tiger Woods, so by having sex with me, you might get some of his golf skills that they'll rub off.
Well, it's the whole, like, screw a famous, I almost did it, but I didn't, famous person by proxy. So it's like, if you sleep with someone that slept with a famous person, it's like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's kind of like, random whore slept with Tiger Woods, and I slept with random whore, so technically, I slept with Tiger Woods.
No, she says she's
a full-blown prostitute now, so yeah, if you sleep with her...
Yeah.
She's a random whore now, dude. She downgraded or upgraded. I don't know what the realm of
hierarchy is. She was a famous porn star before, and
but I'm saying now. You got it.
No, yeah, she's taken up escorting or something. But even still, like, it's no different. Like, I've heard of that where to advertise it as like, yeah, I'm the porn star that jingle-jangled, like, Tiger Woods' jungle, like...
So it's like, I crossed paths with Tiger
Woods. You know
Woods.
What, though? Like, I mean, if that's a true story and someone's coming out and being like, oh, blah, 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 I wouldn't put it past that to actually work, because I'm sure people that, you know, do that and be like, dude, I'm banging the same whore that Tiger Woods did. So more power to her for advertising, man.
All right, and this is the last one I'm going to end on. Hulk Hogan has no right to sue Gawker for ruining his reputation by publishing parts of his sex tape because Hulk Hogan didn't really have a career anymore anyway.
Well, no, he had Hogan Knows Best. Like, come on.
But,
no, I'm kidding.
But they're like...
He had that reality show.
All right, Charlie, you want to lead us out?
Yes, I can. I think I have something of a summation here. Tonight we've talked about the most reprehensible examples of what passes for journalism in our culture today. It's exploitative, it's petty, it's not what a thinking person should enjoy, but it does fill a need. I mean, without some villains, none of us can really be heroes.
That was sweet.
So thank you very much for listening to Geek Juice Radio tonight, everybody. It's not been a bad show. I mean, we talked about some horrible things, but I've learned a lot, and I hope you guys have too. So, for Alex Jowski.
Okay.
For Dustin Kidd.
Yep. I'm just working on my sex tape.
And for Jillian Zarowski.
Hi.
I don't know what
I'm supposed to say. You said four. I'm like, I don't know what
you
mean.
You can say anything. I am Charlie McMullen. Booby. Thank you again for listening. There you go. That works for me. In so many ways. Stay tuned for the projection booth with Mike White, and we will hopefully see you back next week.
decisions before it's too late. Take all your chances, take all of the rent. A roll of the dice, a head of the game again. Nothing to lose, but so much to gain. A little danger, it goes without saying, but what do you care? So why don't you go? Just leave well alone. Don't you think I'm a savior? Don't you think I could save you? Don't you think I could save your life? Don't you think I'm a savior? Don't you think I could save you? Don't you think I could save your life? Don't you think I'm a savior? Don't you think I could save you? Don't you think I could save your life? Don't you think I'm a savior? Don't you think I could save you? Don't you think I could save your life? you wait.